All right, it's official. Aaron Rodgers is holding out of minicamp there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. John Clayton, a good friend of this show and our senior Broncos writer at DenverFan.com, joins us here. This is just the latest installment in the saga. But John, let me bounce this off of you. Peter King, in his article, Football Morning in America, suggested that, hey, maybe the most or the best option in an olive branch from the Packers is you sit down with Rodgers and his agent and say, hey, give us one more year. This allows another year incubation for Jordan Love. You kind of get to save face with the fan base to a certain degree, and then they'll agree to trade him to the destination of his choosing. What did you make of that suggestion?
I don't think it's going to sell. Because you know you can obviously hear that Peter's talking to somebody within the Packer organization. I don't know if it's Mark Murphy. I don't know if it's a general manager, whoever it is. And that's their idea. But I still think that Aaron is bent on making sure. Because, again, one of the big problems is if he stays for another year, then, you know, there's no guarantee that they would trade him. And, again, it's like he wants to stay there the rest of his career before this all happened. And then they take Jordan Love, bring him in, and that just throws everything for a wrench. But it's like, why buy another year when you can go to another team that you want to go to, and a team that, you know, because the one thing that's going to happen next year, even if he does come back, is they're going to go through some major pain because a lot of guys are up. You know, they're going to start losing that chance to be a Super Bowl team. And so, sure, if you come over, you get an easier schedule with the Denver Broncos. I've got the fifth easiest schedule in the league. The first 11 games aren't very difficult, but I think it's still going to be waiting it out because he just doesn't trust management. So it's like, hey, trust us. We'll trade you next year if you do that. It's that, yep, you didn't even tell me you were going to take Jordan Love. Well, you go over to San Francisco, and they were real open with Jimmy Garoppolo telling him that they're going to try to move up to get a quarterback.
John, how do you think this thing ends up playing out? I mean, do you think Aaron Rodgers really would sit out the whole year? Because I don't think the Packers trade him. I don't think they're going to trade him. But do you think Aaron Rodgers is willing to sit out the whole year and cost himself that much money?
Whole year, no, but I watched this happen with Dwayne Brown, and you see it with some other players. You know, you wait for half the season, you wait to close to the trading deadline, and then something needs to happen. Because remember, it's like if you do it this way and he sits out the season, you're going to win 6-5 games. That's about it. You're not going to win many games. And then, of course, the team starts to break up a little bit. So I think that now what you have to start doing is building the parts back to build the franchise back up. And so I just go with his agent, David Dunn, who did this back in 2011 with Carson Palmer. I mean, Carson waited. He waited toward close to the trading deadline. Oakland loses the quarterback. And then the Raiders were able to get a first-round pick the next year and a second-round pick the year after that to could upgrade to a number one. And so you need those picks now because you're going to have to start rebuilding.
John, and once again, John Clayton joining us from DenverFan.com, senior Broncos writer. Live here on Stokely and Zach. John, the Juwan James situation, it became crystal clear yesterday when we got news officially of the grievance, and he ultimately signs with Baltimore on the same day. Crazy day for Juwan. But in terms of the grievance and now the public battle against the Denver Broncos, what did you make of what you learned yesterday, and how do you think it ultimately shakes out?
Well, I was shaking my head at what Maragos put out there, saying that, well, the Broncos are not complying with the local laws that should be there for protocol and all that stuff. It's like, well, where are you getting this? I mean, it's like you've got, what, 79, 80 players right now participating in the OTAs. And it's like, you know, before that, I mean, nothing's changed. I mean, things are opening up right now. And so what are they doing wrong that you're going to try to take this out? And Brandy can tell you this because I don't know how many players Brandon has been around that, you know, filed grievances like this, employment grievances, and won. I mean, the teams usually win these, and it's going to take a remarkable thing to be able to do that. I mean, as they said at the beginning, I mean, he suffered the injury outside the headquarters. And if you suffer it outside the headquarters, then it's on you because it's a non-football injury. And if you have a non-football injury, you can void the guarantees and you can get out of the contract.
John, I was talking to Stokely earlier about this, and Stoke, who's been around, you know, football forever, just like you, he said, I can't remember a team picking up a guy fresh off an injury and paying him $500,000 just to rehab in hopes that the following year he'll be ready to go. Typically, these teams just wait till the guy's ready to go. Can you remember seeing something quite like this?
Not really, but again, I think you can see that the way this deal is going to be structured, it's going to be a two-year deal at $3.8 million. It'll be a $107.5 million base salary, which includes $500,000 a guarantee. And then what it does, it buys them the chance to see, okay, can he come back from this injury and compete for the right tackle job? Because again, you know, he was a four-year, $51 million right tackle. And of course, they just signed Villanueva just signed him, and his contract is up after the season. And so, it's not up, but he has like a same thing. He has a roster bonus. And so now what it comes down to, you see who Villanueva, who's 33 right now, versus James, but at least he gets the training. I mean, he gets the fact to work out at the facility. I'm sure they're going to take care of his medical expenses and all that stuff. I haven't seen one like that, but I can understand it, because now you're trying to replace Orlando Brown, who was traded to Kansas City, and now you have two options, one this year, maybe another one next year, and so you pick between the two.
Great stuff, John. We appreciate you coming by here. Our senior Broncos writer, John Clayton. You can find his work daily at denverfan.com. Appreciate you, John.
Okay, thanks.
There he goes.